Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ. Hello, hello, welcome, Mojambo. Aloha. Hi, everyone. I want to welcome you. My name is Joy Dabo here on Voice Imprint, where we share encouragement and uplifting our faith that we may walk in the confidence and the faith that God has for you and I. This is always a pleasure to be here and to share with you. For those that are new, I want to welcome you. For those that know and are familiar with our platform, I want to say thank you to our members who have been sharing as well, has been supporting Voice Imprint for a minute. So we thank you so much for your support. Let us continue sharing and reaching out with the message of faith to women and families around the world. Today's message, I am going to do a little bit something different, but before I get to the message, I want to hear from you. I really would love to hear your testimony and how God has blessed you or how God has just transformed your life, experiencing the faith and the power of God. Also, if you would like us to pray for you, you would like us to, or maybe you have a message and a question, feel free, write this email down. That's joy@godimprint.com. Again, that's joy@godimprint.com. And I know this is Voice Imprint and you're wondering, what does this have to do with Voice Imprint and God Imprint? Well, God, Voice Imprint is birthed out of God Imprint. I started about 5 years ago in the ministry of helping women, Christian women or non-Christian women around the world, with simply teaching biblical principle on how to live our life in faith and in prayer. That testimony, I'm going to be sharing it at another time. But today, I want to encourage somebody with this message. Message that sometimes, right, we look to the heel and we look and we see the heel and we ask, where does the help come from? This message that I'm going to be sharing today, I wanted you to join me in this conversation as I share at the fireside. I'm going to share the sound, a little bit of the background sound, and this is some of the music, the sound instrumental that I use during our breathing spa, which is an emotional and spiritual wellness therapy that I do online and in person through music and painting and art, just to ignite your dream and revive your heart. So this is inspired and sponsored, inspired by Soaking Worship. You can find them on YouTube. They're really amazing sound that I really love, that I use a lot in my own quiet time during my meditation and prayer when I want to calm, quiet my kids and we're having a calm or quiet time. This is one of the sounds that I use. So feel free to go check them out on YouTube. It's Soaking Worship. And this sound we're going to hear today, it is Abide in Me, peaceful instrumental worship by the fireplace. So I want you to meet me at the fireplace where we're going to be talking about how do we look to the hill and find the answer. The answer in the psalmist is, the psalmist says, I look to the hill. Where does my help come from? my help comes from the Lord. To answer that my help comes from the Lord, it means that there's somewhere where he had not just experienced the mountain, but he also have seen the Lord come through. This is a message for you who have been looking at the mountain and seeing only the mountain, right? You've been looking at the mountain and all you see is the mountain. And you wonder, does really my help come from the Lord? Maybe you're feeling not good enough. Maybe you're feeling strange that there's no way out of this situation. Maybe you look and you ask God, where are you? This message is for you. Or maybe you know somebody who's trapped and they need to get out of the place of despair. Our message is going to be for you and for that person that you know who needs to get out of the mountains that they see. Okay? Let us pray as we begin. My Lord and my Father, I pray this time, my God, let this message inspire this person who's listening. Guide them and lead them. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord my God, my refuge and my strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A few years ago, I remember coming from the hospital and experiencing a mix of emotions, joy, but at the same time, fear. At the same time, I am looking at this moment of my life that have changed. A moment that I never imagined could be in such wonderful and awe as I held my newborn baby. Life that was once within me, life that was once in a distant, only through the feeling and never get to touch or to see. The mystery and the secret of God was finally unveiled before my eyes. And I held my little baby, filled with emotion. How am I going to raise this little person? How am I going to care for this little girl? I suddenly felt the huge mountain of responsibility before me. I was rushed with emotion of fear. What if I messed up? What if today is the day where I do something wrong and maybe through washing or bathing or I don't know, breastfeeding, and just something goes wrong. All this negative thoughts rush into my mind. And I remember the peace of God just coming over me. I didn't have a mother. I didn't have a sister. I didn't have anyone there with me other than my husband. And we look at this little person and we wonder, how are we going to take care of her other than just one day at a time loving her and doing our best? Then one day, as we were all three of us in the car going to work, I just had this flash in my mind. And I thought, and I expressed actually to my husband, random, weird conversation, just in the car going to work with a little baby in the back. And this idea just came to my mind, but an idea that gave me a heart for mothers. A heart for mothers. And I say to my husband, listen, I now understand why some mothers will beat their kids. I now understand why a mother will not want their newborn baby. I understand. It was weird, right? It was weird at the time. And my husband kind of looked at me with that question, like, are you okay? Like, who kind of have this kind of thought? Just like few, like, you still have a baby that's born. How do you even get those kind of thoughts, right? I say, I understand. What do you mean, but you understand why some mother beat their children so hard? And it didn't just end there. But when I got to work in a meeting with a client, I expressed the same sentiment out of like nowhere with this conversation. And she looks at me almost the same kind of reaction as my husband. What do you mean? I say, when I held my daughter for the first time, the life, the joy, the smile, the beauty, it's so amazing. The secret of God was finally unveiled in my hand. What God has kept in my belly, in me for 9 months, it was God's secret. It was God present. He took time to weave it. He took time to mold it. He took time to inspire him, to inspire her. He took time to whisper the innermost secret to her, just for her. He took time. God took time to weave her in me. And I saw the beauty and the awesomeness of God. That God, our creator, God, her creator, whisper in my womb, took part of who I am and give unto her. And now I get to hold it in my hand. And then he asked, so what does that have to do with the mother who beat her child? And I said, that's the very point. I have compassion for them. Because how can you beat? How can you hurt? How can you not want something of such mystery, of such greatness? The secret of God unveiled before you. Other than one whose heart is broken. You have to have a heart that is broken, hurting, traumatized, to be able to do that. Why? Because you are unable to see the beauty anymore. And if God gives that beauty to you, it reminds of the goodness of God that one may not be ready to perceive, to conceive. That's why we hear some testimonies of some mother whose life changes after holding a child. There's some fathers whose life was changed as a result of seeing their firstborn or their second or their third or whatever, their baby. Why? Because the secret of God, the mystery, was finally unveiled before their eye. My heart leaped and my heart cried for the mother with broken heart, emotionally broken, mentally broken. And little did I know that around the corner, this very thing called postpartum depression waited for me. And a condition that affects mothers, especially newly mothers. And I am so amazed by the statistic. The statistic says 1 out of 7 new mother experience postpartum depression. 1 out of 7. So imagine if you are a mother, if you are a father, right? Or maybe, let me just say the general. Imagine you, okay? Count 7 women around you. And those women, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Newly mother or simply just mothers. Out of that 7, one of them has postpartum depression or experiencing postpartum depression. And hormonal imbalance that causes one to become so depressed, the secret of God unveiled before you. He took pieces of you to care for this new life. Man, let me tell you, giving life, it means taking life too. The mother who suffers silently so that you may have life, so you may have the best. God have heard her cry. And I remember the mother, and I say I have compassion for them, because maybe the brokenhearted or maybe hormonal imbalance that you that may have been gone through it, God still cares for you. God still loves you. God still wants to tend to you. So, in the intro, you hear I speak and I speak about that I learned that salvation was not just for me, but it was for my entire family. Why? Because when I experienced postpartum depression, I had to learn to fight for my salvation. I had to learn to fight for my faith again. Oh, let me tell you, it wasn't about me being a previously prayer warrior. No. God begin a new ground. A new ground. I sympathize so much with mothers, with women who may once had a strong faith but became a mother and lost their faith or find it too hard to go back to church. I was there. Although I didn't give up on church. I actually pressed into church because I needed the church. I did not know I was experiencing postpartum depression. I looked to the hill in my house, the amount of laundries that I had to do. I looked at the amount of dishes, the cleaning that was waiting for me. I looked at the demand and the need in my home, and I felt helpless. I felt discouraged. I felt trapped. And maybe you that's listening right now, you feel the same. You look at the circumstances and the situation around you and you wonder, God, where is my help? Things are getting heavier. You feel alone. You feel cold. And your faith is slowly withering. I'm here to say this. There's hope for you. There's hope for you in this journey. First, from the Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. For you that believes in God, for you that knows that I am saved, I have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that He died for me. You've embraced that faith. I'm here to remind you, Isaiah 61, for the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. And He says, preach the good news to the poor. And then here say, I have sent you to bind up the broken heart. Oh yes, He sent the Lord Jesus in the time such as this, where you feel like you are at the lowest. You look at the mountains of life that are in your life right now, the situation and the circumstances that continue to pile up, and you wonder, where does help come from? Don't faint in your faith. This is the moment you press in. This is the moment you press in. I looked at my daughter and I remember the voices saying, you're not going to be a good mother. You're not going to be a good wife. Look at all this that is happening to you. You can't even take care of you. But that's the defeated foe. The voice that's trying to steal your joy. But guess what? Because the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, woman of faith, man of faith. There is hope for you. There is hope for the future. Why? Because when we go into Isaiah a little back, this is one of the favorite, right? Listen to this. Isaiah 40 says this, starting with verse 10. See, the Sovereign Lord comes with power, and His arm rules for Him. See, His reward is with Him, and His recompense accompany Him. Right? So it's giving you already the understanding that this God who weaved this child in the womb, the secret of God that is about to be unveiled before you. Right now, you look at the situation and the circumstance and you wonder, how can I do anything? Well, it's not how I can do or you can do. It's about what God can do for you. What God can do for you. And it continues in verse 11. I want you to take note. Go in your Bible, highlight this, because it's so beautiful. The sovereign Lord, he tends his flocks like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He cares them. He carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young one. Oh, mighty God. I want you to highlight this. And when you highlight, I want you to circle these verbs, this action verb that God takes as your shepherd, as you are starting this, as you're looking at the mountains and wondering, how am I going to do this? This God, the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. He tends. I want you to circle tends. That means that he watches. That means he's closer to you. And then he say, he gathered the lamb. Gather. You circle, gather. And there, the gathering meaning what? When you feel like you've gone too far in the place where there's danger, or you feel you are a little too far where you can't see the answer, he will gather you back. Sometimes we wander away, not out of disobedience, but out of curiosity, right? And God is gracious to bring us back. He's gracious to restore what you have lost. He gathers. And then he carries them closer. The word carries, that means God intentionally will pick you up and draw you closer to his heart, to the heart. Remember what Isaiah 61 said, to bind up the broken heart. Imagine you that's broken, you that's hurting, you that have experienced trauma, God picking you up and putting you closer to his heart. And that not your broken heart is beating anymore, but that of God that have given you life. You see, when the child is in the womb, the communication between the mother and the child, a lot is happening as a result of the beating of the heart, which transmit this powerful electricity, I will call it electricity, through the umbilical cord, going into it, and that's how a child knows whether mommy is happy or when mommy is sad, when mommy is excited. This emotion that passes through this umbilical cord. So God carries you close to his heart, so that you don't feel the pain of the broken heart, but you can feel him reviving you. You can feel him giving you new life. If you can just quiet yourself for a moment and hear the heartbeat and listen to the heartbeat. I remember my daughter one time find me crying and ask me, Mommy, is your heart hurting right now? I say, yes, baby. And she put her little small 5 fingers on my chest. In quietness, and she said, oh, mommy, your heart is not hurting. Your heart is broken. I can't even feel a heartbeat. And I just began to cry even the more, because she could express how deep was the brokenness. And then she said, here's a hug that will help your heart feel better. And that's just how God heals our heart. To draw us closer to His that has life and strength for you to receive the same. And then He gently leads, gentleness. Jesus say, come to me, you who are weary and heavy burden, and I'll give you rest, for I am gentle. He gently leads those that have young ones. Meaning what? You that are mothers, new mothers, or veterans' mother, God leads you if you allow Him. It was in that journey, in through this Isaiah 40, that I learned that salvation was not just for me, but for my entire household. That God was going to heal me because He's going to heal my entire family. Today, as I go out and I come back, my kids are waiting for me to rock them to bed. They're waiting for me to read stories for them. Now they wait for me to tickle their feet. They wait for me to make a meal. And sometimes they tease their dad and say, Dad, you don't know how to cook. We just wait for mommy. And as soon as I come home, the delight, because they look forward to the meal I will prepare. Which reminds me of Revelation. This is the days will come where you will say, Death, where is your sting now? And I say, postpartum depression, where is your sting now? Be encouraged. You as well. Whatever situation it is, whatever circumstances there may be, you too will just say, where is your sting? But trust in the Lord and put your hope in Him. Let us pray. My Lord and my God, we thank you for this message. My God, I came to encourage somebody, but just a reminder to myself as well, my God, of how great and awesome you are. My Lord, I lift up this person that's listening right now, who's in need, my God, to feel of you. The beating of your heart, so that theirs may be revived. I pray, my God, that this message bless them. Breathe in it, my God, and touch their life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Oh, well, my dear friends, this is it for today. I hope you are blessed by this message and encouraged. You look to the mountain and you wonder, where does your help come from? The answer is the help comes from the Lord. Stay in faith, trust, fight for your faith, and you will see the goodness of God come through. He who began the good work in you will see it to completion. Be encouraged. Stay in faith. I would love to hear your testimony. Feel free to email us at any point, anytime. If you have a question, as well at joy@godimprint.com. And we would love to hear from you. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye for now. Stay in faith.